Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome back to Hour 2, folks. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. And Gwyneth, a new article on Zero Hedge at this moment. Basically, I'll just give a quick rundown. In fact, I'll just read a couple sentences and it'll probably say it all. The new emails magnify concerns that Hunter Biden was involved in a pay-to-play scheme. The emails appear to refer to Joe Biden receiving money and certainly refer to influence peddling. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump or any of his children did one-millionth of these behaviors? Now, Gwyneth, do you feel that the little people around the world are really rooting for Trump because they're so sick of the corruption, the manipulation, they're so sick of the divide-and-conquer strategies, controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater, anti-ism is folk. I think people can see now that this is a code for the aristocracy, not just dividing us, but covering up crimes. And I think they're rooting for America and Donald Trump because they want to taste freedom. They want to taste liberty, rule of law. They want to taste sovereignty. They want to be judged by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. They don't want to be rewarded for mediocrity. They want opportunity. They don't want to be submissive. They don't want to be insulted, degraded, and disrespected because of what group they're in. They're tired of the media propaganda, the professional wordsmithing, the hoaxes. Do you feel that's an accurate statement?
Well, what I think is that they think that Donald Trump is the last hope for the system to show that it's got at least a little bit of worth. Now, personally, I personally don't think that Donald Trump is as evil as Joe Biden, but I would like to know why he didn't arrest Hillary on the very night that he won the election 4 years ago, like he said he was going to. And instead, he called her a very fine lady and a very dear friend. And this is, I think, the curtain getting pulled back. I think that the country, I think that if Hillary had been voted in 4 years ago instead of Donald Trump, then the people really would have faced a world of hurt. But I think that it's probably just delayed it and it hasn't done away with it altogether. And that Donald Trump didn't clean house. All we've heard over the last 4 years has been excuses, excuses, and more excuses. He installed a lot of deep staters in positions that they shouldn't have been ever allowed 100 miles near those positions. And he put them in there. People like, for instance, Mueller and Steve Bannon and people like this. Why did he do that? He knew that they were going to be traitors, and they were traitors. You know, this was it. like Frank Zappa said, it's about the curtain getting pulled back at the back of the theatre and everybody seeing that there's nothing there but a brick wall. You know, it's all just stage props. That's what it is. And it's sort of like, you know, the same, I think that there needs to be the same rules, laws and accountability for everybody. And if we did even a tiny fraction of what they've been doing, that'd probably execute us. That's the truth of it, you know. What if any one of us had been found with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of images of child pornography, children getting tortured, children having their throats cut, you know, and then, you know, people drinking their blood and all the rest of it, which apparently that's what's at the bottom of this rat hole, okay? This is it. If we'd done one thousandth of what they'd done, we would never be allowed to see the light of day again. And that's the simple truth of it. You know, these people have been allowed to get away with what they've gotten away with for far too long. They've never faced any pushback whatsoever. They've never been challenged. Everybody's always said, well, we can change things in 4 years' time at the ballot box. When all it is you've got Mr. Jones over there and Mr. Johnson over there. They have a little while with Mr. Johnson, a little while with Mr. Jones, and then it goes back to Mr. Johnson, back to Mr. Jones. And I think that now, for anyone with two eyes in their head, it is glaringly obvious that it's all a farce. And that's how it is. And what the only way for people to live their lives into the future is going to be for them just to look after themselves and their own family and their own kin around them. That's how it used to be hundreds and hundreds of years ago. People would not move in their whole lives more than 5 miles away from the place where they had been born. There were no hospitals. There were no, or there might have been hospitals, but there weren't places that anyone would want to be. There was no police. Everybody had firearms. Everybody carried firearms and swords with them. If you had any money whatsoever, the first thing you would do is you would buy a sword, you would buy some pistols, and you would buy a horse. And that was so that you had mobility and that you had the ability to defend yourself. And any gentleman of any means whatsoever, unless you were the poorest of the poorest of the poor, you would go out in the morning and part of your getting dressed routine would be you would strap on your flintlock pistols and you would strap on your sword. And many men would also carry daggers in their boots as well, depending on what part of the world they were in the culture. But in many parts of the world, daggers either up the sleeves or in the boots were completely normal to wear, or in the socks were completely normal for men to wear them. And that is in case you had a problem, in case you met a highwayman down the road. You know, in case your lady was in need of defense, men have gotten away from the idea of defending their woman, you know, and because of that, women have had to fend for themselves. And then men complain that their woman, you know, that they're not like they used to be, you know, that there's practically no such thing as a good housekeeper anymore. Nobody does that. It's like this, but what we need to do, in many areas, it's actually illegal to carry daggers. In most areas, it would be, if you walk down the street with a couple of flintlock pistols and a dagger strapped to your belt, you would probably get arrested in most areas, you know, except maybe Texas. Certainly you would get a lot of strange looks. But once upon a time, that was perfectly normal because there were no police and everybody knew how to duel. Everybody knew how to sword fight. Everybody knew how to shoot a pistol. And, yes, there were still robberies, but you would get what in America you would call a posse. If there were any bad outlaws, you would get a posse raised. In England, they were called a hue and cry. It's much the same thing. A group of locals would get together and they would figure out where this outlaw was hanging out and they would hunt him down and they would go get him. You know, this is it. And in America, they might do such things as get some, and in England as well, they might do such things as get some bloodhounds onto the latest robbery scene, for example. And those bloodhounds, I read a story of a pack of bloodhounds that managed to trade a scent that was 370 hours old, 2 weeks old. And these bloodhounds were able to find some hikers, it was in this case, who had been missing for 2 weeks. This is what people used to do. 200 years ago, 300 years ago. Yes, there were police.
Gwyneth, let me just chime in on a couple things you just said, you know, regarding the theater, the lack of arrests and indictments of Hillary and Biden's and all these people. You know, when Jeff Sessions was the AG before Barr. What I said yesterday on the air, I basically said that I was very upset when Trump called Barr a nice guy. Basically, people at this point in history don't want somebody who's a nice guy, someone who could be pushed around, people who could be bribed, people who can be blackmailed, because that's what is happening at the top. All these people have handcuffs on because they're bribed or blackmailed. People, the people want rule of law. They want arrests. They want indictments. And that's why I commented on the lack of whistleblowers and the poor morale in the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. I mean, most people, when I read the comment section with some of the behaviors that they're doing by not creating arrests and indictments, I mean, it's people, if any of these agencies came to people's house right now, they'd lock the door and run and pull out a gun because they don't trust these people. They're so bought and paid for. They're literally a mafia arm of the totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection conquest that is happening right now. They're all bought and paid for, and they're helping Facebook, Google, and Twitter in election rigging. You know, Barr just created this phony illusion that he's going to go after Google yesterday. Heck, this could take years in court. Because our judges and our lawyers are bought and paid for. Again, they're either bribed or they're blackmailed. There's no legitimacy in the system. And I totally agree with what you're talking about on how we need to go back to the land and live a more simple life and be more self-sufficient, relearn those old 19th century skill sets. You were talking about, you know, this lady. You sent me an article and a video on this lady who was building huts and living off the land. Let's talk about her and her lifestyle when we get back after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I am talking with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia live. Now, Gwyneth, you know, when you see where the agenda goes and where, how abnormal is now normal, you know, we see 70% of people basically with less than $1,000 in the bank, 80% living paycheck to paycheck. We see rigged CPI inflation so that the people on Social Security, the recipients of it, don't get their cost of living going up because everything is fake. We see the central banks basically money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning situations. We see welfare for the rich, money being printed out of thin air to bail out the too big to fail and the too big to jail. We see a combination of inflation and mostly deflation and stagflation for the little people, where the price and cost of necessities and cost shifting for the little people is going up. And we see propaganda. We see absolute unsustainable future rates of growth because of this headwinds. Now, with all the rigging that's going on and all the speculation and the hedging and the political correctness, like group identity politics, we see robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy literally taking over the jobs, taking over opportunities, and we see the funneling of money going to the elite from the little people. So, as we always say here on USA Prepares, we have to start thinking outside the box and living outside the box because work and opportunity is no longer legitimate in this country. So what do we do regarding, like, this woman that you sent me a video on and some info? You know, she's building huts on land and raising animals and using wood for heat. Let's go ahead and talk about her lifestyle, which is very synonymous to your lifestyle and my lifestyle, on trying to combat all this lack of opportunity and legitimacy in the system. Gwyneth?
Okay. There is a YouTube channel. It's called Living Big in a Tiny House. And he has a lot of these type of people on his YouTube channel. He's a New Zealander. Now, there's this one lady that he, you know, did a little half-hour documentary on. I think it was about 20 minutes or half an hour that he spoke with this lady. And seeing her land, and she had some land in Wales, in Britain. And she basically built her own little house on this land, and the house cost her $1,000 to build. And I suspect that $1,000 went into a gigantic sheet of thick vulcanized rubber that she put as a waterproof membrane on her roof so that the rain would stay out of her roof. And this is a type of waterproof membrane that farmers buy to put in the bottom of their dams so that their dams will hold water. And she bought a big sheet of it, and she put it on her roof. But then she put wads of grass, of turf, on top of the roof, and she made herself a house. And this house completely blends into the forest. You wouldn't even know it was there until you were right on top of it. But you go inside, and it's the most beautiful, elegant little house that you could possibly imagine. And she's a grandma. I don't know what happened to her partner. But he wasn't in the picture, apparently. He may have died or he may have left. I don't know. It didn't say that. And but, yeah, she said that she had her children and her grandchildren over to visit. And the children thought it was great. And the thing is, when you're living this lifestyle, you go back to living with nature, and your place ends up looking absolutely amazing. And people come and they see the fruit trees everywhere, and they see the gardens, and they see the productivity, and they see the chickens and ducks and goats and whatever. And they say, wow, you've got the most amazing life here. But the thing is,
hold on to that thought. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging. paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Project Veritas, an undercover journalism nonprofit, recorded a Google staffer speaking about the ability of the big tech giant to boost or censor political views. On the recording, a technical account manager at Google Marketing was recorded saying that Google can offer free credits and free advertising to the Democratic Party if they so choose to. This on the heels of former Twitter and Google executive Peter Greenberger saying it's time to silence President Trump on social media.
I believe that the tech companies generally have a responsibility to be neutral. I think in the case of Twitter specifically, it has been a great champion of the democratization of information as well as a strong supporter of freedom of expression. However, we are in a unique and I believe a fraught moment in time with a president who is desperate and he's facing a very difficult situation. I think the time is to mute the president temporarily while votes are being cast right now and until the winner is decided.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Disneyland officials aren't happy at all with what they call arbitrary and unworkable guidelines for reopening. The president of Disneyland Resort saying California is ignoring the fact the park has been proven it can welcome guests back safely. The theme park found out Tuesday it has to wait until Orange County is in the yellow tier of coronavirus spread to allow 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And I had to laugh. Thank God I had my phone on mute, Gwyneth, because when the left said that Trump was desperate as per the last commercial, so they have to basically deplatform him. They have to shadow ban him. They have to edit and purge him. They have to basically try everything possible to destroy their economy per their admission. They're using computer algorithms, just censoring him. They're surveilling all of us, and they want to centralize everything. No one's showing up at the Biden's rallies. Like you said earlier in the show, like they're getting like 10 people in their stupid circles, while Trump is getting tens of thousands of people. Trump doing most of what he said he was going to do. Trump's working his butt off despite all the deep state corruption in the White House, in the Senate, in Congress, in the FBI, in the DOJ, in big tech. If Trump was so desperate, why are all these so-called big corporations and big government paid for by us economically and socially and biologically and chemically and engineering everything? If we're so desperate, why are they the ones creating the psyops behind the scenes? It's unbelievable what's going on today. You know, Trump is an imperfect sinner, as we all are, Gwyneth. But I really believe that he's putting his family and his life on the line to do what's right, to do the best thing for the American people. I really do believe that. And even if you label it as the worst of two evils, I think he's done things that most presidents and most people in Congress will never do. He's working his butt off, going from rally to rally, town to city, to airport hangar. He is working his butt off. And I think the reason why we haven't seen these arrests, like you mentioned, and we have all this theater, is because all these people, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, all these examples we've given over the past several months with published articles in the public domain, all the scandals, all the pay-to-play, and some of them, a lot of these Republicans are either bribed or blackmailed as well. I mean, how can they allow on Twitter, for example, child porn and Chinese government sites and propaganda, but they don't even allow the president? I mean, these town hall meetings that they have, you talk about theater. This is all run by the mainstream media, and Joe Biden and all his corrupt dealings with America's geopolitical enemies, and they get away with it. And it's almost like putting a hot lamp and tying President Trump into a chair. It really is all theater, because it shows that the powers that be have to maintain control. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. And I think that's why we have to resort to being a little more self-sufficient. We have to think about food, water, shelter, and energy, and try to make those things ourselves, because nothing matters anymore. We have phony benevolence, phony earnings, phony philanthropy, phony economy, phony currency, phony nobility, phony equality and fairness and tolerance and diversity and diplomacy. I mean, everything is fake, like we talked about earlier in the show. So that being said, Gwyneth, go back to what this lady does in New Zealand and how she lives, which is very similar to how we live. And please glean some tips from her that you could say publicly that might benefit the people. And when you were mentioning her house, she does make some sacrifices. I mean, it's a very small house. Do you remember the square footage of that place?
Yeah, I do. But you know something? What I wanted to get into was in living an indigenous tribal type life. And if you look at most indigenous tribal houses, they're not big houses. I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand, and when I was a very little girl, at the local Maori village, which was down the road, there were some traditional tribal houses there that were owned by some very, very, very old people. I'm talking about people that were 90 and 100 years old. And this was back in the 1980s. And so they would have been born in the late part of the 19th century. And these traditional Maori whare houses, they would be maybe 50 square feet, which is tiny. you know, that really is really, really tiny. And yet that's where they lived. That's the area that they lived in. And you might have a husband and a wife and children in this house, and how they did it was they lived outside and they went into the house when it rained. Okay? They conducted their lives outside. They went and they would hunt and they would grow vegetables and they would, you know, after the white man came, the white man brought trout to New Zealand. There weren't any large fish in the rivers in New Zealand before the white man came. There were tiny fish that were maybe an inch or two long, but there were no large fish. And then the white man came and he brought trout with him from America and also from England. There's rainbow trout and there's also brown trout and there's tiger trout in New Zealand's rivers now, but there weren't any of those before the white man came. So they weren't really so much in the inland waters. They weren't so much into fishing, except that they would go crayfishing. You know, they would get freshwater crayfish. They lived their lives outside, but it meant that they were very hardy. They were very fit, muscular, active people. They weren't like us that spend our, you know, a large proportion of our day, even the best of us. I spend rather a lot of time sitting down, you know, because I do things like I read, I research, and I email, and I do still a little bit post on social media. I don't have Facebook anymore, but I do things like I comment on YouTube videos that I think need pertinent comments and other, and on other video platforms as well, like Library, like I don't go on BitChute, but yeah, there are other platforms out there. But this is how people used to live. They used to live outside. And because they used to live outside, they didn't need a big house. And I can tell you, I live in a house that is maybe 100 square meters. That would be about 900 square feet. So it's not a huge house. But now there's just me and my son. And he's basically said that when he turns 18, he wants to move out. He wants his own life. And I say, well, that's fair enough. Off you go. 900 square feet. I'm thinking of myself living in this 900 foot square house on my own. And I'm thinking, gosh, I think I'll just have to go up in the back of the forest somewhere on my land and I'll just have to build a little tribal house. Live in that, because the idea of me living in this, and I mean, like I say, a lot of people might not think that 900 square feet is a big house, but I think it's a huge house because I spend so much of my life living outside, and a big house needs more cleaning, you know? A small house needs less cleaning. That's it. And, you know, I would rather be out training my horses, digging my garden, planting trees, and looking after my dogs. I would rather dig a ditch up in the back to so that water infiltrates into the soil with my spade than clean my house. You know, because, you know, you clean the house and then, you know, you go away and it's just sort of like, it gets messy. And then you got to clean it again and it gets messy again. You got to clean it again. That's why people in Indigenous tribal lifestyles, they have quite small houses. And that's the theme all over the world. They live outdoors and they come inside when it rains. Yeah, that's how it is. Now, me, myself, I'm not much of a goat keeper. I've given up on goats because, and, you know, I do astrology, and anyone who's an astrologer out there, I've got retrograde Saturn and Cancer. I'm not a goat keeper. I've figured that out. But, you know, that probably means nothing to you, Rich, But,
I've got Nigerian dwarf goats, and we're going to be putting our buck in with the does here any day. And had Sonnens for a lot of years, those big white goats from Switzerland. Yeah. I was going to use them as a pack goat, and I never did. But speaking about this lifestyle and building a cabin and living off the land, what's happening in Australia? I hear Australia is really getting going full Nazi, full totalitarian. Sovereignty, liberty, freedom is a thing of the past there. So my question to you is there, like here in America, we have a mass exodus out of these blue Democrat cities. Mass. What is happening in Australia with what you're going through? Why are people, and if people aren't, I'm going to ask, why? How come everybody or 90% of people who are living under this tyranny are not moving out to the country where you live and buy that 20 to 40 acres to live this lifestyle that you're talking about?
So many of them are. There is a real estate boom in country towns here in Victoria. And also for country farmland, it's selling out. You know, there's I don't really know of any places around here that are for sale at the moment. It used to be that, like, you know, you'd drive down the road or you'd ride down the road, and there'd be that place for sale there, that place for sale there, that, and they're all sold. None of them are for sale anymore. They've all sold.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
I can't get any of them. So people are getting the message. People are moving out of the metropolises. And I would even advise at this stage against living in a country town. I would say get out into the countryside. Get a rural area and get acres of land. Get as many acres of land as you can, but preferably between 20 and 40 acres.
And that's good advice, Cliff. We'll be back with Cliff Isaacs after this break. We appreciate you folks being here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, welcome back to USAPrepares.com, everybody. We're in our last segment of our second hour, and we are with a patriot who appreciates freedom, liberty, sovereignty, who's well-read, well-researched. And, Gwyneth, when I look at your writing skills, I wish I had 1/100th of them. And I want to say that I know Vince does, and I really appreciate, and I know our listeners do, your willingness to wake up in the middle of the night in Australia and speak on the air worldwide just to help other people on a voluntary basis. And I want to say thank you personally for doing that. I appreciate it. And once in a while I chime in when I'm not outside doing chores, because when you live off-grid and you raise animals and you hunt and fish for food and you have a garden, in fact, I just picked my last few peppers, carrots, kale, Swiss chard, just yesterday, because we have a cold front coming in. In fact, we have. I'm still picking a couple tomatoes on the 21st of October, but that's going to end shortly because we have a major cold front coming in for a few days. So, yeah.
You might have snow on the ground in the next little while. Then is that what that means?
Well, it's funny that you said that. We just got our first snow the other day. It melted, but we got a little dusting last night. Very, very sparse. But yeah, winter's on its way. So, Gwyneth, regarding this last segment, how would you know? A lot of people are sitting here listening to you suggesting, which we do all the time at USAPrepares.com, to buy that 20 to 40 acres, to be self-sufficient, to, you know, possibly build your own home, have your own well, grow your own produce, your own fruits and vegetables, maybe raise meat, maybe a little hunting and fishing, maybe live with a solar array off-grid. What recommendations when you have people, and not cynics, maybe people just don't have the capital resources to pull the trigger, what advice would you give them?
Well, a number of years ago, before I bought this place, I was living in a trailer park. And before I was living in the trailer park, I was homeless. And when I was, so actually moving into the trailer park was a step up. I had a house across the other side of the country that I sold to buy this farm. But we had to flee for our lives from that place for various reasons. It just wasn't safe for us to be there anymore, my boys and I. But when I was at the trailer park, I had vegetables growing in styrofoam vegetable boxes, broccoli boxes, around the outside of my trailer. And so you can, I mean, that was helping us at the time. And other people in the trailer park would say, wow, this is amazing. Look at what you're doing with this place. It's great. And, you know, I even went to the people who own the trailer park and I said, do you know where there's any good soil that you would allow me to dig up that I could put into these broccoli boxes and, you know, grow some vegetables? And they said, yeah, we get the oak leaves from the oak trees that were growing in this trailer park and we dump them down in the river valley. We've been doing it for years. Probably the soil underneath those oak leaves is absolutely gorgeous. And I said, beauty, mate. And I headed down there with some, boxes or whatever. Maybe I might have borrowed a wheelbarrow from the people who are in the trailer park. And I headed down there and I dug up the composted oak leaves, and I brought them up to my trailer and I explained to the owners of the trailer park what I was going to do. And they said, yeah, sure, that'll look great. That'll look great if you, and, you know, go for it. Put the vegetables in the broccoli boxes around your trailer. And the other people in the trailer park, I was very fortunate. They were very respectful. They didn't steal the vegetables or anything like that. I know that you probably couldn't do that in every trailer park, but, that's what I did in that circumstance. And before that, before I moved into the trailer park, when it was my boys and I were living as homeless people for probably about, oh gosh, how long, about 2 months? I'm not quite sure, actually. It would have been about 2 months that we were homeless. We were living off the land. So we had a one-ton van. It was a camper van.
We're coming to the end of the show. Music's coming out. I want to thank you for everything that you do for the little people. We really appreciate you. And keep up the good work. And we'll see what happens on November 3rd.
Well, God bless, and you have a great week, won't you?
You too. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Okay, see you later.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.